Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. She's a significant and very successful Vistage Chair leader. She teaches people about leadership, about executive skills, all over the place, including a new audience at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. She's the author of Sales Station, also Link Out, two of her books, and she's our good friend Leslie. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about leadership presence. You said something earlier. And we were talking about how the impression, when people make a good impression of you, you know, the first thing they notice is your hair or your eyes or whether you're a big person or a small person, whether you're thin or whatever, but also the demeanor, your carriage, how you carry yourself, how you express yourself, how you gesture. You also mentioned your voice.
Yes. Yes.
And I wonder, you know, some people have great voices, and some people have not so great voices. If you don't have a great voice, and I think about ladies who want to have that presence you're talking about. You've got a great voice. Some ladies don't. More, you know what I mean? That their voice is
yes.
A little higher pitch, and I wonder, how do they deal with that? How do you talk? You spent a large part of your career helping women go forward. So what's your recommendation? Have you heard the grinders? You know what a grinder is? These young women, it bothers me. These young women on television who think they've got to grind their voice on this, because obviously I guess they have a higher pitched voice, but they're grinding and it's annoying.
Well, actually, Jim, you can change your voice. And a lot of it has to do with breathing and where you're speaking from. And I'm not an expert at that, but I've learned that from a number of people who are experts that are speech trainers. That can be addressed, because people are, when they speak from their throat, it's a higher pitch. But when you speak from your diaphragm, you bring it goes down. Your register
They've been teaching singers that for centuries,
That's right. And if you breathe before you speak, And slow down, and you have eye contact, and you learn how to pause when you're speaking to emphasize certain things. All of those things are part of presence and how you communicate. And even if you have a high-pitched voice, you'll bring it down just by slowing down and breathing properly.
You know, the other thing that you want to make sure you don't do when you're working on this executive presence thing that Leslie's talking about, you don't want the adjustments that you're making to work against you by becoming mannerisms. You know, when I was learning how to sell a long time ago, they taught us about mannerisms. Now, mannerism would be like people who say, you know, all the time. Or they always make the same gesture. You know, you can predict how they're going to make a gesture or whatever it might be. A mannerism is anything that causes the other person to notice that instead of listening to what you're saying.
That's right. So those are all behaviors that can be changed with practice. There's all those things. And by the way, you brought up women. I also want to mention that men also can come across too strong.
That's right.
And they can frighten people.
That's right.
So, you know, and if they don't look at
I have
smile,
a strong personality. I have to,
right.
I have to go in, when I go into places sometimes, as often as I can remember, I have to say, okay, dude, you know, everyone doesn't love you, so, you know, you might have to dial it back a little bit.
Exactly. So everyone has to, it's being aware of how you come across and starting to look at how can I change myself to be more engaging, to come across more caring, be willing to communicate and make the other person believe that I care about them? And hopefully you do, whether it's a customer, an employee, or whatever. No matter what size business you have, this is critical, because this is how you create a good culture. This is how you keep your customers, by showing them you care. And, you know, Jim, just by virtue of smiling when you speak,
right,
you can change the way you come across digitally, you know, when you're on the phone or communicating in that way. Smiling goes a long way. So there's little things that everyone can do to have more presence with people, to have them care about this. Do you notice when I slow down how it sounds a little different?
Right. What do you say to people who say that you're not being yourself, you're being fake, or you're contriving yourself or whatever? What do you say to people like that?
Well, being authentic is not being who you are down deep. And a lot of times you're not being authentic by coming across like this, talking fast and uncaring. Is that really the kind of person you are, or are you just in a hurry? You know, so I think that we have to think about, well, what is authentic to us? Are we authentically a person that cares about people, that are interested in people? Then being authentic is showing that. And so I think that that's what authenticity is. And often we're not really being authentic when we're just doing it the way we always do it. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And see, this is what I learned in sales many years ago. I learned that I couldn't sell successfully as a professional if I had to be the exact same person in every selling situation. Let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back. And we'll apply this to, see if Leslie can apply that to leadership presence after this break. Leslie, I need your website quickly one more time.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
It's a good one, folks. Please check it out. You'll find her books there, too. Book break, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.